From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President-elect Donald Trump says his first day in office will include issuing a formal notification that the U.S. is withdrawing from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. That's a huge 12-nation Asian-focused trade deal. China greeted the news enthusiastically, saying it hopes for early results in negotiations for its own alternative giant Asian trade pact. VOA's Jeff Custer has more details.
In a video message posted to YouTube Monday, Trump called the U.S. withdrawal from TPP a top early priority for his administration.
I am going to issue our notification of intent to withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a potential disaster for our country. Instead, we will negotiate fair bilateral trade deals that bring jobs and industry back onto American shores.
Ministers from TPP countries signed the agreement in February of 2016. Among them was Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who told reporters Tuesday that without U.S. involvement, the trade agreement is meaningless. Australia's trade minister called Trump's decision disappointing, but held out hope the United States might reconsider. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Containers of a chemical suspected to be chlorine were dropped by helicopters on East Aleppo Tuesday, causing breathing difficulties in some people, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and local health authorities. The monitor said its network of sources had reported seeing at least four barrel bombs dropped. An Egyptian appeals court Tuesday quashed one of two life sentences handed down to Mohamed Morsi since his 2013 overthrow in the Islamist ex-president's second appeals victory in a week. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel alert warning in the run-up to the end-of-the-year holiday season, warning Americans of a heightened risk of terrorist attacks throughout Europe. U.S. citizens are advised to exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets. The United Nations Tuesday announced a resumption of aid to some 85,000 Syrian refugees stranded on Jordan's border with Syria and when Amman has declared a military zone. The kingdom had closed the border on June 21st. In Turkey, the government has withdrawn a proposed law that would have given amnesty to those convicted of having sex with a girl under the age of 18 if they marry the victim. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the withdrawal just hours before Parliament was set to vote the legislation into law.
Muhalefet partilerine kendi önerilerini geliştirmeleri için.
He said these issues will be discussed by a parliamentary commission. Nationwide protests against the proposed law have been held across the country. The controversy appears to cut across the country's deep political divide, especially drawing women from all segments of society. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A major earthquake struck northeast Japan Tuesday, measuring by U.S. seismologists at 6.9 and by Japanese seismologists at 7.4. It struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture. A 1.4-meter tsunami washed ashore. The quake struck about 11 kilometers underground, some 250 kilometers northeast of Tokyo, where Temple University Asian Studies professor Jeff Kingston felt it.
We're used to getting lots of earthquakes. Japan gets more above 6-magnitude earthquakes than probably any other country in the world. But yeah, this was quite a good rattle.
There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Renewed clashes between Yemeni government forces and rebels killed more than 40 people Tuesday, according to military officials. It comes a day after a fragile 48-hour ceasefire expired without a stop in the violence. More than half of the world's population does not use the internet, with prohibitive broadband costs keeping billions offline, according to a United Nations report Tuesday. The UN's International Telecommunications Union said that 3.9 billion people do not have home or mobile internet access. South Africa's government has slowed its nuclear power expansion plans, according to a draft energy paper, although the state energy utility Eskom said the country should stick to its original plan of bringing a new plant online by 2025. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.